Blog Talk Radio. Sorry, I started my show a little bit late. It's been one of those days for me today. But I'm hoping everyone else had a great week. I didn't expect for me to be so late coming on. I got 10 minutes worth of show, so I'm going to try to do this as fast and quick as possible. Tonight we're going to talk with Miss Nicole Witten, which she's from Mississippi. And she does slumber parties. We're going to talk about sex and love making. And I'm going to have to cut my have my show cut short tonight because of my being late coming in. I had to stop and run a couple of errands. You know how it is on the first of the month when you're working and trying to make sure you get everything paid on time and make sure everybody's being taken care of. So I kind of ran a little late tonight. So I'm going to start by, we're going to talk to Miss Nicole, and I've asked her a couple of questions, and she answered them for me. So please just be patient, listen, and maybe you'll learn something.
Wonderful. What about you?
Can't complain. Well, you know why we're here tonight on Blog Talk Radio. I'm here to interview you, and you're going to tell me a little bit about your slumber party that you're trying to get me interested in. It's exciting, and I'm really amped up to do it. But I want you to tell our audience and our listeners, how would you go about doing it? First of all, tell me a little bit about yourself. How did you meet?
Well, me and you met through my website, which is slumberpartiesbynicolewitten.com. And you sent in an information request. So from there, I contacted you, and that's how we met. But about myself, first of all, my name is Nicole Witten. I'm a mother of four, a wife, I'm a student, but most importantly, I'm an entrepreneur.
Okay. Tell me about Slumber Parties, Inc. How did you get into that?
Slumber Parties was found in 1993 by Kim Brehan, and Kim had the desire. She went to an actual party, now called Slumber Parties for Adults Only, and she was interested in what was going on, but didn't want to be misperceived with her friends because she didn't know how they would take going to a party like this. Well, just so happened, they were very receptive to it. So she then looked into it and joined another party company at that time. This was back in 87, and the company folded. So she built up this big team, had this big database, and everything was snatched up under her. So she started her own company, which is Slumber Party. And she's made that dream for all of us.
Okay. Now, you said you have four kids, a husband, and you're going to school, and you do this, and you are a consultant. How do you balance all of that?
Well, my family knows that I am an entrepreneur. I work my business just like any other business. I have operational hours posted on my door so they know when those hours are in place. I've already basically done everything by then, and I'm working. So when it's time for me to work and my family's home, their youth will be already fed. The kids have already bathed themselves, and they're off to bed. And that's pretty much when I start working, once they're almost in bed. But I find it helpful to have my hours of operation so that they know when mommy's working.
Hmm. Okay. Now, what made you choose this type of business?
I never attended a slumber party. I used to work at a bank, and this young lady always came in making big deposits. Well, she had to pass by me to get in the building because I was the first desk. And one day I just stopped her and I said, I'm interested in knowing, why are you in the bank so much? And she went ahead and told me what she did. Well, of course, you know, that caught my eye because if she is coming to the bank that much to make deposits, I'm like, okay, this could be a good thing. In addition to that, not only do we provide products, we educate our customers on relationships, on the products, and on satisfaction. So that helps with divorce rates. It helps with mending relationships and keeping relationships together while being educated at the same time. And, of course, financial freedom was a big thing for me.
Okay. Now, how well are you doing right now?
Now, I quit my full-time job about 4 months ago because I was making more money than I was making there doing slumber parties on a part-time basis. So now I'm doing slumber parties full-time, and I actually make my husband's salary in about 2 to 2.5 months.
Oh.
I'm doing great.
Oh. Now, tell me something about how your schedule is. And you said you do the slumber parties when? When is your schedule operations when you do your operating hours? Is that just at home, or are you talking about actually when you're doing your summer parties? How do you do that?
Actually, my hours, because I don't do parties from Sunday to Thursday, because I believe in the value of family time. So with having a family and sports and all of that, but during the week, I start my day off with my organization and all of that, make sure all my stuff is filed. Then I go to school, and when I get back home, I make my calls probably around 7:30 to 8 o'clock at night, because you have to think, 90% of the people that are my customers, they work. So I try to give them enough time to get home, eat, and if they have children, maybe get their children in bed. So I try to make my calls, if I have to make calls, around 7:30 or 8. So my parties are usually on Fridays and Saturdays. I usually have two parties on Saturdays, one being in the early part of the day, one being in the later part of the day. And on Fridays, my parties start around about 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock. It takes about 3 hours to do a whole party and be packed up and out of their home.
Okay. Now, if I was interested in the business, what do I need to know?
Well, first, being in this form of business, of romance, you would need not to be afraid. You would need to be able to step outside of your shell and get to know people, network with people, because that is how you will build your name brand. by contacting people, whether it be cold calling, just letting people know that, hey, I'm in business, you know. Come see me, call me, so we can transact business. Because if you don't tell them, then they don't know. So you may do something as giving the flyers, anything like that. But you definitely do not need to be shy. Because it's definitely not a business for the week.
Now, tell me, how do I host a show? What would I need to do to host a show?
Well, you can go to my website, first of all, at Summer Parties by Nicole Witten. That's WHITTEN.com. And you can click on the link for to host a party. And you will put your information in, and I will contact you from there. You can then get a date that you're interested in. And from there, once we get the date, you will receive a party planning kit that has every information that you would need to host a successful party.
Okay. Now, who would you think would not be a good person for this type of business?
A shy person who is not willing to step outside of their shell and meet people.
So you have to have a people personality, a people...
Or you have to be willing to have one.
Yeah, okay, yeah. And that makes sense. Be able to communicate with the public.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because you'll hear a lot of no's, and I'll tell you why you hear no's. Because people, when you say slumber parties, they immediately think, oh, nasty products, naughty products.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so much more than that. So that's why you'll hear no's, but it'll be based off of them not being educated. But once they're educated and you teach them, then it'll be more responsive. So you'll hear no's. As with anything that you do, you're going to hear no's because you're going to have people that are like, oh, no, I can't do that. But once you talk to them and get them to understand what type of business it actually is, they'll be the first ones wanting to sign up.
Okay. Now, tell us, how can we contact you?
Like I said, you can go to my website, which is www.slumberpartiesbynicolewitten.com. And you can do an email there, or you can request a catalog, request to host a party, request consultant information. Or you can reach me by phone at 601-331-1974.
Okay. All right. Nicole, is there anything else you would like to tell our audience before we end this?
Well, first of all, I would look forward to everybody calling to get more information on this great business, whether it be to order to host a party or to get more information to your financial freedom.
Okay. All right. Well, I would like to say thank you very much, Nicole, for your time, and I will be getting back in contact with you so that we can get me started rolling so I can make me some big money like you. And eventually...
Come on, girl.
Look, eventually...
Not for everybody.
Not working at the federal government. Thank you again, and I want to say good night, okay?
Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. That was an interview with, her name is Nicole Witten, and you can get her at Nicole Witten at slumberparties.com, if I'm not mistaken. And as I said, tonight our show is about love, sex, romance, fantasies, whatever it takes for you to satisfy your mate. I want to read an excerpt from one of a new up-and-coming writer. She's into the erotic thing, so it's a little different. I want to play some music for you before we get started. So just bear with me. And I'm hoping everyone enjoys tonight. I'm hoping everyone had a great week. And I said that the first time because I guess I had such a rattled week. Started out rattled. So while I get myself prepared for this, would you don't mind listening to a little bit of music? And this is called, this is Kim Waters. And the name of the song is Shanasi. Just a second. I'm sorry, it's called Some Dreams Come True. Wrong song. Thank you. Okay. That was Kim Waters and Some Dreams Come True. I love jazz music, and I think jazz music puts a, sets the tone for a lot of romance, a lot of loving, and a lot of just enjoying yourself. As I was speaking earlier about an exotic or erotic author, her name is Annika, and she's got a book coming out. We're both working, we're kind of collaborating on it, and it's called Te Gusta Tu Amor, which in Spanish means how do you like your love. I love Spanish, the language. I just don't know how to speak it, but I would love to learn how to speak it. And I'm going to read an excerpt about, want to just kind of give you a briefing of one of the stories. Okay, it says this book is for adults, couples, and just someone, some who like to pretend they are couples. Love, sex, and happiness is the only ingredients you need when reading this book. I thought it would help to allow all of us to share our imagination. I hope babies are made, love is renewed, and fantasies are fulfilled when reading the 10 sexy stories in the creation of Te Gusta a l'amor. One of the stories in here is called The House is Burning, and I'm only just going to read a couple of paragraphs. I'm not going to go deep into it. After a long day at the fire station, Fire Chief Ray Sullivan sat down at his desk, began opening envelopes. He had to admit things hadn't gotten better since his big raise. After opening his mail, he noticed that the house was quiet. Where was Chrissy? She must be on one of her shopping sprees. He loved his wife, but he truly believed that shopping must have been her calling in life, because that is one of the many things she is good at. He got up and turned off the light in his office and made his way to the kitchen. He looked around the house in admiration. The house was always so clean. Ray opened the refrigerator, pulled out a bottle of water, and turned around to sit at the counter. And there, standing in front of him, was Chrissy. She had on one of his big rain jackets and an old fireman's helmet. She was holding an empty fire extinguisher. Underneath the oversized coat, she wore some fishnet stockings, a red and black corset with matching bra with the nipples exposed, and a garter set with pear-spiked patent leather boots with 4-inch heels. Ray was so shocked, he dropped his bottle of water on the floor. Chrissy smiled. I heard you had a fire to put out. I heard that your house is burning. She pointed with the extinguisher at his groin area. Ray smiled. Well, you heard right. Damn, Chrissy, you look so damn sexy. Ignoring his compliment, come over here so that I can put it out. Ray quickly felt himself hard as he walked toward her into the living room. To him, Ray always said she was his Beyonce. Chrissy's small waistline, her tight, small, round ass, and those nice, thick, caramel-colored thighs was topped off with her beautiful right tits. Ray went to grab for her, and she quickly moved away. No, no, not yet, she said, wagging her red painted finger at him. Sit, she demanded. Ray quickly obeyed. When he sat down, she stood up in front of him. Smiling, Chrissy took off her hat. She wore one of her long, straight, black wigs that stopped at the beginning of the small of her back. Chrissy began to dance in front of Ray. In a slow, seducing way, to the sexy voice of Marvin Gaye as he begged for sexual healing. Ray was about to explode as he watched his wife, Perky 32 Double D's, bounce up and down as her brown, as her brown nipples winked at him. He wanted her and needed her now. As she danced to the music, Chrissy was becoming aroused. She started at her husband's bulging pants. She stared at her husband's bulging pants. She was so wet. Right now, she imagined Ray licking the inside of her thighs. He reached down and set his throbbing penis free. He found himself suddenly pumping it up and down in his hands. When the song finished again, Ray went to grab her around the waist, and she quickly moved away. Barry White started singing Practice What You Preach. Again, she danced. This time, she used the nozzle, placing it between her legs and then pretending to put it in her mouth. Ray was now pleading with his wife. He wore nothing but his birthday suit by this time. Chrissy smiled and allowed him to touch her from time to time as she continued to perform for him. She thought he looked like a little sad puppy. A little sad puppy looking for a home. When the song ended, she kneeled down in front of him and freed his caged animal from Ray's strong grip. She was fascinated by the way her fingers wrapped around his large swollen penis, which had drops of pre-cum spilling over the top of its mushroomed head. She blew on it, and Ray almost passed out. He kept telling himself not to let it go. He had to hold on just a little bit longer. As Chrissy was about to put her lips on the head, she hesitated for a moment as she stared at him. She loved to watch his expression as he waited for her to devour him. He found himself trying to push her head down on his rod. Chrissy quickly let go and stood up, turned around backwards, allowing Ray to get a good look at her ass. She shook it in front of him as he gripped her waist to pull down on his penis. Before they could connect, Chrissy quickly turned back. Sorry for that. Chrissy quickly turned back around, knelt down, and grabbed his rod, shoved it in her mouth, and she sucked hard as long at the same time. She stroked his dick with her long, beautiful fingers. Chrissy loved his expressions as he was grimacing out of anticipation. Suck it, my baby. Suck it good. Your lips feel so good around my dick. Do you like it? She whispered. Ray pushed his pelvis toward her face forcefully. He loved to watch his dick slide in and out of Chrissy's soft, sweet lips. My Chrissy, what am I going to do with you? I hope you're going to fuck me, Chrissy smiled. Just when Ray was about to let it explode, Chrissy stopped, straightened up. Dinner will be ready in about an hour. Isn't that a weird way to end a story? Chrissy was wrong for that, wasn't she? Well, that's one of the stories that are part of that book. And to me, I thought it was very sexy. And some of the other stories are real way out there. And I'm hoping whoever purchased the book or get an opportunity to purchase the book to take time out to read it. And like I said, it's a hot book. We worked hard on that book together. But Miss Annika will be bringing up some more stuff soon after we finish this one and get this moving, published, and ready to roll so that other people can see her work. besides me. Like I said, we were talking about, since this is an adult-only channel or show tonight, and I didn't invite anybody to call in, and I'm sorry if I didn't. The number is 347-677-1749. And I'm hoping that you got a little thrill out that story. And I would like to probably play a couple of a song or two for you, if you don't mind. Like I said, this night has been kind of rough for me. It's just like everything just would not go right for me tonight. And I'm hoping no one else have had that problem with not being able to get everything situated like I have. I've been so unorganized. Didn't mean to be late for my show, but I was. But I'm going to play you another song here before we go. Okay. Just one second here. For the moment, Out of the Shadows Longer Than Ever is the name of this song.
Just as sure as the sun.
That was Out of the Shadows, and it's a new jazz album that just not too long ago came out. I love searching for good music, and I thought I found a real good gem in those, in that album right there. Okay, we're getting close to the end of the show, and I know, like I said, we had a rough start, and I apologize for that. And I'm going to get better with it. But I'm hoping you enjoyed the show tonight. Please feel free to contact me at sensible64@yahoo.com, like I said. You have the information for Nicole Whitten if you were interested in anywhere that you're at to get in contact with her about the slumber parties. Like I said, I am very much interested in doing the slumber parties. As you know, our next show will be next week, next Thursday, same time, same bat cave, and we'll be talking about PTSD, and this is a subject that's very serious and close to my heart because of the idea that I know people, including myself, that suffer from PTSD and different reasons why people have PTSD. And some of the symptoms, some of the remedies that they're using now for PTSD. So I would like to say thank you guys for still listening in spite of everything that went on tonight. And I'm hoping you guys come back next week and take some time out and listen to the show or call in again. You know, my number is 347-677-1749. You can call in any time. Contact me at sensible64@yahoo.com. You can also catch me on Facebook / Lita McCall. I'm on Twitter, but I haven't been vigilant with it. I have people follow me, but I haven't been really commenting on anything on Twitter too much. And I will be getting back to that. And you can always email me here at the Blog Talk, chocolatelady64@blogtalkradio.com, anytime if you have any comments, any questions, and suggestions. So I would like to say thank you very much for tonight, and you guys have a great weekend, and I will be back on air next Thursday, same time, 8 o'clock, and hoping you guys will join me. Thank you again, and good night. Let some love shine.
shine on through. And don't fret the feeling, just keep on feeling. Everybody, keep on moving.
Hang up and then dial your operator. If you'd like to make a call, please.